aplauso, everyone. Welcome to this evening's performance. Before I announce and welcome the first performers, I'd like to give you a few ideas of things you can do during the break, during the intermission. The Augusta store is open during the intermission and also after the concert. And most of the performers that you will hear this evening have their own CDs and recordings available out there. And if you're like me, if I hear music that moves me, I want to take some home with me. So I hope you take advantage of this opportunity. The concert is being taped, and portions will appear in the 1996 concert souvenir CD. Orders are being taken at the Augusta store in the lobby. And also, the silent auction will end right at the end of the intermission, so place your bids before intermission ends. Check the board also at the end of the concert to see if yours is the winning bid on an item, and if it is, just go ahead and take that item, and you can pay for it then or even by the morning. Also, I'm really sorry to announce that Nat Rees will not be with us this evening. If he were here, you wouldn't be able to hear him because he has totally lost his voice. And he's very sorry not to be with you and hopes that he can be here again sometime. And now we have two performers that will play for you. Mary Flower comes to us from Denver, Colorado. She performs nationally, is on the faculty of the Swallow Hill Music Association in Denver. She's a founding member of the Mother Folkers, and boy, I'm really glad I pronounced that right. And has a brand new CD out. It's called Rosewood and Steel. I was worried about that sentence. She's a highly experienced teacher and a very strong performer, as you will soon hear. However, our first performer is Mr. Daddy Squeeze Dan Newton. Hey, he's a favorite here this week. I tell you, he's been one of the most overworked musicians at the swing dances. I think partly because of his playing, but also partly because of his sense of humor. He's a good one to have on the bandstand. He's been playing accordion since 1978, which is quite a long time. He's experimented with many styles of music, and I'm sure you'll hear quite a variety this evening. Klezmer, polkas, zydeco, tango, among many others. He performs with several different bands in the Minneapolis area, and we're lucky to have him here. Let's welcome Dan Newton. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That tune combines some swing and some waltz together, and my gosh, here's Mary. I'm not going to do everything that Jenny mentioned, but I got swing and waltz in there, and now we're going to do a jug band tune that was written about prohibition in Memphis, and this refers to a fellow named Mr. Crump. Did you ever know Mr. Crump?
I never met him personally. I heard about him.
Yeah. He's the guy who enforced prohibition and got really rich off of it by taking payments from the people who ran the speakeasies. And there certainly has been no prohibition enforced here this week, so we thought we'd remind you what it's like to be someplace else where you can't get a beer if you want one. These are two of the loudest and most unusual instruments you'll ever see by themselves together.
This may be the only time you will ever hear the lap steel, or whatever you want to call this, the dobro, the national, and the accordion. We hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Mr. Crump don't like it, we won't have it here. Mr. Crump don't like it, you won't have it here, have it here. Mr. Crump don't like it, won't have it here. No barrel house women drinking all that beer. Mr. Crump don't like it, we won't have it here. I saw the Baptist minister, he began to shout. I saw the Baptist minister, he began to shout, began to shout. Oh, the Baptist minister began to shout. I'm so glad whiskey been voted out. Oh, Mr. Crump don't like it, he won't have it here. I saw the Methodist minister throw his hands in the air. Oh, the Methodist minister throw his hands in the air, in the air. Well, the Methodist minister throw his hands in the air. He said, you can't find whiskey now anywhere. Mr. Crump don't like it, he won't have it here. What about you, Mary? Have a drink. Presbyterian sister, she began to grin. The Presbyterian sister, she began to grin, began to grin. The Presbyterian sister began to grin. Think of all the places I can barrel house my gin. Mr. Crump don't like it, we won't have it here. Well now, sister, sister, why don't you work? Sister, sister, why don't you work? Don't you work? Sister, sister, why don't you work? I can sell enough gin to buy your whole church. And Mr. Crump don't like it, we won't have it here. We won't have it here. Oh, Mr. Crump don't like it, we won't have it here, have it here. Mr. Crump don't like it, won't have it here. No barrel house women drinking all that beer. Mr. Crump don't like it, we won't have it here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, neither Mary or I are part of Blues Week or Swing Week. We're part of Dan and Mary Week, and
I like to think of us as acoustic orphans.
That's right.
Here we have no home base.
I got to do one by myself, and now I'm going to make room for Mary. She's got a song plan that's so big that I've got to get off the stage to make room for it.
Thank you,
that's
Dan.
What I'm
I appreciate
do.
That. Have you noticed there are many blissfully exhausted people walking around this campus? This is a great experience. We really appreciate being part of the show here. This is a little tune I wrote when I moved recently back in Colorado from one house to another, which is always, they say, almost as bad stress-wise as death and divorce. And moving, I'm sure you've all been through it. And this is a little melody I made up at my new place, and it's called very simply Crooked, because everything was for a very long time at this new house.
Accordion comes from the Italian accordiere, which means to be in tune with. So Mary's going to be in tune with me. If we were part of either of the staffs, Mary would probably be part of Blues Week and I'd be in Swing Week. So in order to make things look more authentic, I'm going to look kind of like a Swing Week
oh, you have a chart.
Individual and read a chart for this next tune.
I'm impressed.
Yep. Unfortunately, I can't see that far. So. What is this tune,
Mary? Well, this is a little tune I made up for those of you who are going through a hard time, possibly in a relationship, and unsolicited advice, but yet good advice, I believe, when your insignificant other begins to be a little less significant. You might want to remember this advice. This is a tune called Your Baby Gave You Nothing But the Blues. Hey, poor thing, what's the use of pining if your baby never gave you all you do? And you're blinded by the power of what you thought was love. You won't see it till it all falls through. You won't miss the water when the well runs dry. You've been running on empty for some time. You just can't lose what you never could use. Your baby gave you nothing but the blues. Baby gave you nothing but the blues now. Hey, poor thing, you're just going through withdrawal. It is temporary sorrow, it's true. For better or for worse, there ain't no way to rehearse for when that little heart gets ripped in two. You will sink lower than the deep blue sea when you cut that crazy joker loose. If the shoe fits, wear it, get a real life and bear it, 'cause your baby gave you nothing but the blues. Baby gave you nothing but the blues. Hey, darling, shake it on down, pick up your feet, honey, wipe off that frown. It takes a fool to love a fool. Ow, kick up your feet, honey, kick that mule, I'll kick it, Danny. Your heart's throbbing, you've been sobbing like a baby all day long. The river of tears is a sorry thing to waste. Stop and listen to my song, 'cause a sweet taste grows from the bitter fruit. It is an offer that you can't refuse. You are better off, smarter than a tear-stained martyr, and your baby gave you nothing but the blues. Baby gave you nothing but the blues now, nothing but the blues.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, when we found out that Mr. Reese couldn't be with us tonight, at the last minute they were asking each performer as they came in to plan one more tune than they had originally thought they were going to do. And since Mary and I only see each other at Augusta, we haven't had a whole lot of time to think about it. But both of us are big fans of a guy named Bo Carter. And so we did. We landed on, after eliminating a medley of 16 different songs with birds and fowl
chickens.
And chickens in the titles.
it was a little risky. We thought maybe 16 tune medley might be a little too risky.
We're pushing for Bird Week next year. Of course, everybody who plays jazz will like that idea.
Birdland.
We're going to do a Bo Carter tune anyway instead. And I think I know how it goes now.
This is one of those great hokum tunes. He had a great sense of humor. And this song has a very great, what I think is a great pickup line that you might want to use sometime when you're hanging out in a bar or in church or somewhere, golfing, you know. And that line would be, "Hey, sweet baby, who may your manager be?" So.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, baby, I'll chop your kindling. You know I'll build your fire. I will pipe your water from the boggy bar. I said, hey, sweet baby, who may your manager be? For many more little questions, darling, please make arrangements for poor me. I know you ain't good looking, I know you don't dress fine, but the way you're loving, honey, you pacify my mind. I said, hey, sweet baby, who may your manager be? For many more little questions, won't you please make arrangements for poor me? I'll try one. I was like a little fish in the deep blue sea. So a man like you would take a fish at me. I said, hey, sweet baby, who may your manager be? For many more little questions, darling, please make arrangements for poor me. Just one more thing, darling, I want you to keep in mind. When you get your paycheck, honey, you can give me your last dime. I said, hey, sweet baby, who may your manager be? For many more little questions, won't you please make arrangements for me?
Thanks a lot.
Dan just told me a great accordion joke, which I can't really tell you right here, right now, but...
Excuse me, there's a secret message.
Oh, a secret message, but let me finish my thought here. If you are 18 years or older and you're interested, ask him after the concert. There's a Toyota Dolphin camper with West Virginia tags. Guess what, the lights are on. It's in the parking lot. Well, are you ready for a trip out west? Yeah. When I asked Sean Blackburn how long he and Liz Masterson had been performing together, he said, well, collectively, 50 years. And we're 100 years old. You go figure that one out. Liz Masterson has been the lead singer with the Cactus Crooners, a Colorado-based band. Western swing is what they play, and boy, do they play it, I tell you. It's hard to sit still listening to them. And she's been with that band since 1984. And Sean Blackburn has entertained professionally, and I mean entertained. Have you ever seen his rope tricks? Oh. Amazing. I was really sorry to hear that the ropes had not made it into the luggage this year. They had quite an interesting ride to the airplane this year. They left about half an hour late. They had about half hour to get to the flight, and they wanted to be there an hour early. Dashed into the van, picked up a big white duffel bag full of all their music and clothes and charts and wires and cables, and the handles ripped off. So he ran back into the house, grabbed another duffel bag, stuffed that whole thing into it, picked it up, and that one ripped. So he had to run back in again, get another one, pull it out, stuff it all in. So he came here with three duffel bags and no ropes, darn it. Anyway, he's been entertaining professionally for over 20 years. He has 10 CDs that he's, 10 recordings. Maybe when he started there weren't any CDs, I don't know. He said he's been around so long that he's been reissued. Anyway, enough of that. Joining Sean and Liz will be Swing Week's fabulous fiddle instructor, Sandy Mitchell. Wow. And rock steady bass player, George Welling. And they also have two special guests, and I'm not going to even say a word about them. You'll find out. So hold on to your hats, folks. It's the lovely and talented Liz Masterson and Sean Blackburn.
Good evening.
Boy, I feel like a drowned rat. I'll give $100 for a dry pair of socks. What color?
We are so happy to be here at Augusta. This is my 9th year in a row, and I am just delighted to be back and get to work with this phenomenal swing staff stage crew, and also the staff of the Swing Week, and all the fine folks at Augusta. This is the year of the song, and what a great thing that is. We're so really happy to be celebrating so many great songs that have endured over 60, 70 years. And we'd like to do one now that I learned off of a recording of the Ink Spots. And we actually had Mr. Q in our visiting our vocal repertoire this week. He was a former Ink Spot. The particular recording that I heard and learned this off of was the Ink Spots combining with the talents of the Queen of Swing, Ella Fitzgerald. And so we've all been so sad that her passing this last year and last month. So in tribute to her, we would like to sing a song that she made popular. And it sort of sums up kind of how we feel about the weather this week. And I'm sure Ella would appreciate that as well. It's called Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall.
Life, some rain must fall. Too much is falling in mine. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blue in their heart, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life, some rain must fall, but too much is falling.